A lot of people don't know how to take that audience that they've built and really convert it, which I think is, again, harder if you're a personal brand, because then you've just built this relationship with people and now you're going to try to sell them, and that feels uncomfortable. But also, I think the same problem exists for just a product brand, in that, yes, at the very start, the reason why you're a brand out there is because you have some sort of product, but you don't know exactly how to pitch people. You don't want to hit them over and over and over again with the sales pitch. Instead, you want to do to bring up Gary again, the jab, 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 right hook. Provide value, provide value, provide value, and then make the ask. I think people are uncomfortable with the ask. They don't know exactly how to make the ask, and they're afraid that taking a relationship that they've built off of some kind of emotional connection and then turning it into some kind of financial transaction is going to just spoil the whole thing. What do you say?
I say you're lazy. For me, jab, jab, jab means quantify the reasons, quantify them. Don't get lazy. Don't talk in a subjective, way of it's going to maybe do this. You're not ready to stand in front of someone with 120 value. What I mean is, I'm giving you $100 and I'm going to ask you for 20 back. Can you see any reason you won't want to do that? Well, how do we do that? After you have credibility and emotional attachment, which every personal brand does, or even product, quantify the reasons. I'm talking about money. And then quantify the capabilities. When people get, very vague on their capabilities. I see this when you're raising money, which is a sale.
Yeah.
I always use this example. This guy told me the other day, he's like, "Oh, we're so successful. We have 300% growth this year." Oh, so you went from $1 to $3?
Right.
Like, don't be vague. Right? People read through that. All you're doing is creating a void, shortage, or obstacle for me to invest. Tell me what the numbers are.
Yeah.
Tell me what, where we are at. Quantify the capabilities that you have, and then quantify when I give the dollars, what capabilities I'm going to get from it. Right, that $80 net
Yeah.
difference that I'm
Yeah.
going to give you 20,
You want to be really clear on the value.
and
Value first.
right,
Telling people
and
what
that
value you're
could be
providing.
considered jab, jab,
Right.
jab, impact quantified, capability quantified, reasons quantified. And I think if people would stick to this formula, credibility, emotional attachment, reasons, impacts, and capabilities, that you're closed, not just mentally, but being able to articulate it and also energetically. I think what made me a great salesperson is people say, "Well, you got to believe in what you sold." The only reason I believed, I carried an energy that even it wasn't what I was saying, it was how I was saying it, that people resonated and they're like, "Oh, there's no way I'm losing. Like, this is a great deal."
Right.
I knew I was overselling when people were like, "Okay, what's the catch?" Because I got so excited and so passionate and so certain about it.
Yeah.
They'd be like, "What's the catch?" Because I was so young, I didn't realize that people with more experience were like, "All right, man, I've been here before. Quit overselling me. Just give me the exact numbers."
Yeah.